Hello, how are you, my dear?
Wonderful. How are you doing on this lovely evening?
I am splendorous.
Loving
Excuse
it.
me, I cannot complain. But
Perfect.
I was going to say, let's just hop into this. Welcome to this Black Girl Podcast. I am one half your fabulous host, Lola, aka Ola.Miss.Lola on Instagram.
And I am Miss Hill Diva at The Hill Diva on Insta. And we're
And
glad to come.
also, oh, sorry.
No, it's all good, girl. Keep it going.
I was just going to say, and if you want to follow our page to learn when we post new episodes, it is This Black Girl Podcast on Instagram. If you want to tweet us, it's This Black Girl P on Twitter. But I want to just like get into this topic about Miss Iconic, Queen of Unproblematic, Britney Spears. First and foremost, before we even talk about her business, were you a Britney fan growing up? Yes or no?
I definitely was a Britney fan growing up. I remember even like I wanted her cassette so bad. This I feel like this ages me right now, but I wanted the cassette, not even the CD. I remember begging my dad, by the way, please let me when her first little oh baby, baby, how was I? And I'll stop there because we can't afford that. But
Right.
but we get royalties
Right.
stamped. But yeah, man, when that song came out and she was in her little schoolgirl outfit, I wanted a schoolgirl outfit so bad, and I wanted that damn cassette so bad, and my dad did not buy it. I was heartbroken.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I want to say I'm pretty much the same. I was definitely a fan when she first came out. Her CD was like one of the first CDs I've ever purchased with Baby One More Time. And like all of her eras when like even She's a Lucky, she's a like all of that Toxic. Toxic was my life. Toxic
I
still is
loved it. Girl, when she came out,
Stronger.
Slave for You, girl, I was like, what?
Oh,
What?
girl. I'm a slave.
Girl, I
Girl,
was shocked.
having the thong out, trust me, Britney walked so that Hot Girl Summer could run right now, okay?
Right?
She was the pioneer. She was
Of
definitely the
course.
pioneer of pop star.
Girl, I thought she walked on water, put it that way.
Oh
Like, I
my gosh.
remember being young when she came out,
Yes.
thinking, I remember thinking, like, this is seriously something I thought, and I feel so stupid sharing this. But I remember thinking, like, wow, Britney Spears is so famous. Like, I wonder what she's doing right now. Why don't I know what she's doing right now? And
Girl,
then I was like,
she
oh yeah, I'm not God.
right
Like,
between her and NSYNC was the only time I ever bought, like, you know, one of those like teen bot magazines growing up,
yes. Oh, I remember those.
when her and Justin Timberlake were
Oh
going out, I was like, oh my God.
my
I
God.
remember
Yes.
the hype behind it, and it was well deserved because she was a great performer. I remember the whole
Sure.
the snake on her.
Oh, I remember that. I love that.
Right
I loved that.
when she
I
tried
remember
to be a bad girl kissing up Madonna,
when she and, oh
like
my God, I forgot about that. I remember when she first got her boob job. And I remember like that was even the world's business. You know what I mean? Like, oh wow, Britney Spears got a boob job at a young age. I remember her having to like defend that on TV. And it's like how the times have changed, you know? Like she was a pioneer for boob jobs too, publicly getting a boob job. Like, oh my God, imagine how much the world was focused on this girl's every move, eh?
Every move. So like when the paparazzi started going off and she like, you know, shaved her head, it was like beating people down with umbrellas. Like
Not
when I
even. Let's start where it started. Kevin freaking Federline,
Oh,
okay?
fuck him. We don't talk about
Thank
him.
you. That is why this girl went nuts. When you are taken advantage of by someone that you love and trust, and you're expecting, you know, rainbows and unicorns, and all you get is used and abused. You know, right. This is what leads to things. You know what I mean? I'm not surprised all this happened to her. Like, she, and then it seemed like, you know, all the different boyfriends and not knowing who's, you know, there for her, who's there for clout, you know? So,
right.
Oh, it breaks my heart what she went through. It really does, because it's classic sheltered girl meets the real world. You know what I mean?
Right.
And absolutely. Then getting eaten alive.
And like, even now, it's funny because like, I was thinking about it earlier today and I was just like, these people damaged and traumatized this woman when she was young, and now mm-hmm. they're doing it again now that she's a grown fucking woman. Like, right. Britney Spears has been in a conservatorship for 13 years.
Girl, that is crazy.
13 years. And yep. I didn't realize how extensive the conservatorship was, because a lot of people just think it's just like just her estate, and right. that, you know, she can't control how her money's spent, where her money's put, whatever. But like, the fact that like, when they said that she cannot get married,
I know
she cannot have kids, that she had an IUD put in her body against her will.
Girl, I can't believe it.
I was shook, girl, because like it's like there's a different, because like when I was hearing all of this stuff and hearing that she's still working like 10-hour days and things like that, all I'm hearing is we just want her money because like no, because my boyfriend brought up a very valid point, because we talked about this also when all this stuff was coming out. He was just like, because I said to him, like, I can understand maybe their hesitancy around her getting married because they're concerned that she might not marry the right person, and then this person has becomes like receives marital assets from her. Okay.
Right.
But like, he brought up a valid point. He was just like, but that's not valid either, because even if she's quote unquote disabled, quote unquote, you know, mentally not at 100.
Yeah.
Those people are entitled to get married too if they want to. The only difference between her and some regular person with like mental health issues is that they don't have millions and millions of millions of dollars.
And that's true. And like, because the reality is, she could just have prenups. That's it. They can put a clause that if you get married,
thank you. This is why I love talking to you. Girl, I forgot the word prenup when I was talking about it.
Girl.
Absolutely. They could legally, if the conservatorship was hesitant or whatever, right. they could say, like, look, she's happy, she loves you, she wants to be married. However, we have to legally put in place a prenup.
That's it.
Yes! Exactly.
You have to protect yes! her assets. That's it. Boom.
But the thing I don't get, girl, the children? She can't have Thank children?
All that's that I was just about to say that.
Girl, all that translated to me in my ear was, we don't want her to have future children Heirs. To have a legacy for.
Right. We don't want to cut our cake, a piece of the pie, with any more little pick-me running around.
Yeah, that's exactly what I heard. Because
I don't want no one to pick me taking a piece of the pie.
Right? She has two kids right now. So I'm pretty sure those kids are barely teenagers. I'm pretty sure they're not out here trying to count what's in their mommy's checking account to be like, yeah, we're getting 50-50. We're good. Like, no, right. they don't care.
And apparently she couldn't see her kids. Like, it even judged when she could see her kids or shit like that. Like, I was shocked. Girl, I was really shocked. Like,
psychotic. And I like, and the thing that gives away and snitches on the whole epistle is the fact that this woman is still working, still touring.
Exactly.
If she was so mentally incapacitated, how is she working?
Exactly. And paying people, employees.
Thank you.
She said. Like, so true.
Like, if I was her, I'd be pissed, because it's like, you're at this hearing, the people who are against you changing or releasing the conservatorship is on your payroll, and the people who are fighting for you are on your payroll.
Facts. Everybody's on their payroll, and their lawyers are even on her payroll, girl. Yes,
that's what I'm saying. Like, everybody's taking a piece of this woman's pie, and it's not fair. Like, for a woman who's been working since she was 16 fucking years old,
girl, doing back younger than that,
and singing and doing all of that.
12.
There you go.
A girl was doing Mickey Mouse Club when she was young.
Right, right.
With Justin Timberlake. So my girl was been a show pony since she could speak, pretty much.
Honestly, okay? I like, and like, her dad is obviously being painted as the villain that he should be, because if you really cared about your daughter and wanting her to get her health together and get her shit, when these people are, if these people are coming to you saying, oh, you know, we want Britney to do a 5-day show in Vegas for the next 3 years, you would tell them, yo, go kick rocks. She needs to relax in Cabo and get her shit together.
Exactly. But if she's competent enough to be working 7 days a week, 10-hour days, I was shocked when I heard that. Seven days a week?
Girl, that's why you're sick. Yeah.
But she can't make her own decisions on if she needs to see her kids right now or not. Bro, or I'm like, wow.
This is why. And here's the thing. I feel like the reason they're preventing her from seeing the kids, because if the kids get brought in to testify about her mental health and well-being, they'd be like, oh, yeah, mom's cool. Mom's great. Exactly. I love spending time with mom. I miss her.
So true.
But they can't testify about something they don't know.
And this is the thing, too. Like, you also have to realize that mental health is something so fragile that you can only help for so long until the help becomes hurting the person.
Right.
You know, and I believe this is now, she sounds like a regular, like, she does sound a little unstable, but because of frustration, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
So I can understand her now feeling at her wit's end and doesn't want to be evaluated anymore. She's done being poked and prodded like some damn guinea pig in a science friggin' tube, and she just wants her life back.
Well, put it this way, I would feel the exact same way, especially if you're wondering every time you go into an evaluation, are you in my dad's back pocket getting a little bonus to write down that I'm fucking crazy?
Yeah, so true. So true.
Because they're also switching up her meds. She hates the meds that she's on. She doesn't feel comfortable. And it's like, how can she be so heavily medicated, but yet work like a friggin' workhorse?
Like a donkey, exactly.
Right? But yet she's not capable to be around her own children, to do certain things. But she can be on a stage every night, busting her back.
They're treating her literally like a circus animal.
Yeah.
Like, just, you have your routine, that's all you need to know, and we will do the rest, you know? It's like, damn.
Well, this
She's literally a circus animal right now.
Girl, this is what this moment is, because you remember Siegfried and Roy with their tigers, and then the tiger snapped and bit off the guy's fucking face?
Stop!
I'm dying.
He didn't. It bit his neck, but yeah, I'm dying.
Close enough.
Right, but she gonna tear somebody's face off, though, yeah.
Yo, she's tear about somebody's to do face that. And jugular. I hope she does.
Yep. And you know what? Like, I just wonder, if they're even able to just free her completely, because she wants to sue her family now. She's turning around. Right. She ain't playing games. Not only is she trying to get the dad off, but she wants to sue his ass, because how are you profiting off of your sick child? Like, it sounds disgusting. It really does.
Because it is disgusting. Know? And it's funny. I was about to bring up the same thing. I'm like, yo, the fact that she wants to fucking sue their ass?
Yup.
Should tell you enough.
Exactly.
Should tell you enough.
And also, it also brings into question with mental health. Mm-hmm. Like, at what point do we listen to the person who's getting this treatment for what is right for them? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, obviously it's one thing when, you know, she's driving around with her child in her lap, no seatbelt. Okay, we know that there's a society standard that this is unacceptable, right? Something's wrong there. Right. But when that person is telling you, you know, for example, she brought up, she doesn't like that she has to go to a specific therapist, that she has to go outside and paparazzis are flashing in her face. She wants that person to come to her house. That it's fucking reasonable. You know what I mean? Like that at what point?
That is beyond reasonable. As a public figure in the eye who is stressed and frustrated, who was initially triggered by the overwhelming, like, craziness that is the paparazzi, that is more than reasonable.
Exactly. Exactly. Like that, to be honest, any celebrity deserves that, you know, like to be catered to in that sense, to avoid, you know, why does she need more bad press? Why does the world have to know every time she's having a friggin' therapy session? Like, it's no one's business, you know, like it's ridiculous. It's almost as if they want to stress her out to keep her cuckoo crazy so they can keep controlling her money. You know, they don't care about her.
Absolutely. And it's funny because it made me really think about, like, I don't like calling it a hierarchy, but especially what's been going on with, like, the past year and stuff in terms of Black Lives Matter and, you know, visibility and the, and like white tears guilt and seeing how I hate generalizing, but how white people will come to the defense of a white woman before they come to the defense of a Black person, easily that gets negated, canceled out, and buried when the white man who has to quote-unquote protect the white woman, they have something to gain from them.
Girl, I believe it.
Because
it's funny because I was going to bring that up. Keep going.
No, because I'm just saying, like, if like, let's say, for example, let's say Britney was under the control of management happened to be Jay-Z, Rockefeller Records, and they weren't letting her do this and overworking her and doing this, that, and the third. Girl, her family, her fans, people who don't even fucking know her, people that can't just spell Britney Spears.
Yup, all over the world, all over east to west.
Want Jay-Z's neck on a fucking pike.
Thank you. Yup.
Okay.
Yep.
Talking about how dare you work this woman to the bone and da 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 da.
So true. So true.
And it just shows me that, like, when people, like, it's funny because, like, a lot of white people to defend their racism will be like, well, what about Black on Black crime? This is an example of white on white crime.
Facts.
A literal example of white on white crime. You are abusing, mistreating this woman because you have a financial benefit to it, from it.
From it, yep. And exactly, to add to that point, I was going to say, like, imagine other celebrities who've gone through meltdowns. Yeah. You know, like there was Michael Jackson. He went through a big, crazy meltdown. You know, when it comes to men that have gone through meltdowns, you don't see this type of control and relinquishing their control and assets so quick the way that they'll do with women, you know?
Yes, girl. And,
you know, for example, another person I'll talk about with this is, what's his name? Frigg. Two and a Half Men, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen, yeah.
Yo, he went through all kinds, you know, with his public meltdown, finding out, you know, all these things happen. Who is stepping in for men to take over their estate and this and that? You know what I mean? When it's a woman, it's so easy to do that. It's so easy to take the role of the strong man. You know, we're going to save the damsel in distress. But when there's plenty of times when it's men that are freaking running these streets, okay, all kind of no seatbelt, no glove, girl, going crazy. Nobody steps in. And now look at Britney Spears, who's probably been healthy for so long. Who knows how long she's been healthy, but 13 years? I'm sorry. If she ain't doing well after y'all's help after 13 years, something's wrong with y'all too, okay? Sorry. Whatever you're doing clearly ain't working.
Girl, I'm going to take it a step further, okay? When Anna Nicole Smith And if you don't know who this person is, Google them, okay? Mm-hmm. If when Anna Nicole Smith was marrying her super old billionaire mm-hmm. husband that she claims she loved with her whole damn heart, mind, soul, everything.
And wallet.
Okay? Mm-hmm. When I stay, so many people caped for that old man. Nobody even knew who this old man was until they found out she was marrying him. Girl, all the children came out of the woodwork. Businesses come out of the woodwork. People coming out of the woodwork calling her a gold digger. Oh, you just want him for his money. How dare you take advantage of an old man? How dare you do this, that, and the third, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fighting this woman up until she even passed away herself. R.I.P.
I know.
But it's funny to see how people can immediately see what possible red flags are in the situation for a man.
It's so true.
Where is people flagging shit for Britney?
Very true. And then it's her own family, and that's what's the scary part of it, because you don't want, I would never want to think my dad's going to put money ahead of my well-being.
Okay? You would never want to think that anybody who calls you family and that loves and cares about you will ever want to put money ahead of your well-being. But unfortunately, there are people that definitely would.
And of course. And I know they said that a priority now as well is to keep her medical records sealed, right? So we might not be hearing much more about this, because these things obviously were leaked.
Right.
But girl, I want to know. Girl, I want to see the medical records so bad. You have no idea. Because I want to know if whatever initiated this, you know, conservatorship,
yeah,
if that's still a factor in her life right now. Because something tells me it's not. Something tells me after 13 years, whatever trigger it was has now changed to becoming her family. Her family is now the trigger of her current state. Because she seems...
Huh? Yeah. No, go on.
I was going to say, because she seems extremely perturbed. My girl's calling out abuse, okay? She compared her situation to sex trafficking. Okay.
Yo, it's funny. When I heard that, I was like, bro, you are not even lying.
Yep.
Holy shit. Yep.
And because I was going to be like, yo, that sounds like slavery. But then it hit me that she will not say slavery, because the NAACP going to come for that ass. Okay.
That's fair.
So I know, however, I understand, but it's like, because I thought, yo, that's like slavery. Like, how are you working? True. For other people's benefit. And these people are just keeping you drugged up and freaking on stage. Like, I can't believe that. I can't believe it. And it's like, she apparently refused to do some shows or something like that, because she's so sick and tired of the you know, conservatorship. So she canceled some shows or something like that. She just stopped performing.
As she should.
Kind of like her strike. She's doing her little strike. I don't blame her.
As she should.
Yup, I mean, homegirl feels sex trafficked by her own family, bro.
Yo, that's sick. That is so sick.
Yeah, the one thing too I was gonna say, because her dad's name is Jamie Spears, right?
Yeah.
So the whole time I kept confusing him with Jamie Lynn Spears. Like, I'm thinking, what? The sister's in on it too?
I'm dying. Like, what? Stop this.
But so obviously now I'm realizing, wait, no, she's Jamie Lynn. But I wonder what that sister thinks about all this, because she was a wreck. I don't want to call her a wreck, but she was a 16 and pregnant case. I remember when that was a shock, you know, like, oh my God, Disney girl got pregnant, you know. So I'm sure she can relate to Britney. She remember she was saying that Britney was supporting her, you know, when she went through her thing, blah, blah, blah. So I wonder, what is Jamie Lynn's perspective on the conservatorship? Because I'm sure she got the inside scoop.
She had made a vague statement at one point, but I don't quite remember what it is off the top of my head, and I'm not trying to get no defamation put on my name. Mm-hmm. But at one point, I think the sentiment was kind of like she supports Britney, but then she also cares about her family. It was something like that, something to that effect. Yeah. It was very neutral, very Switzerland.
Yeah, so she wasn't trying to step in no mess.
Yeah, yeah. Avoiding that shit with a fine tooth comb. Like, I don't blame her.
I know, because she probably on their payroll too, okay? Sis, girl, be on that payroll, okay? I don't know how far the Disney money goes, but true. I don't know.
I'm dying. This girl said she's on payola. I'm dying.
Payola? I said payroll, but you know, you never know.
Girl, the payola, payroll, everything, bankroll, Telegram, I'm telling you. Freaking Dogecoin, Bitcoin. All of that.
Crypto, all of these. Yep, all of the above.
All of them.
She all is there.
All of them. Like,
and then don't they have like a brother too? Is there another one of them?
I think there is. I think there's a brother who's like minds his, who, you know, drinks his water and minds his business, like a good, you know, decent white boy.
And I heard that the mom, I think I heard that the mom is against the dad too. Like, the mom is kind of on Britney's side and wanted the dad to stop whatever, you know. There was some mention of the mom.
Yeah.
So I was hoping you might have known, but I don't.
I actually don't know the mother's stance on it. I just know that, like, all this is showing me is that money's the root of all evil. Like, the fact that you're against your daughter, you're conspiring to keep her not healthy. Like, That's just so beyond me. I could never, if my child was to become famous tomorrow, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would do anything and everything in my power to keep her safe from the gremlins that be the industry.
Right.
Not be a part of that, you know? Yeah.
And especially if your child ends up like so many of these child stars before her, you know what I mean? Like, Britney Spears is not the first celebrity to kind of hit, go to the top and kind of hit a plateau, you know, and crumble a little bit, you know what I mean? Or I would say experience the whiplash of fame, you know? So she's not the first. She's just the first to really come out with Wagwan behind the scenes with her family, because God only knows what Michael Jackson's family was doing. Okay.
Woo, I don't even
want to put them out there like that, because they're still alive in here.
There's still stuff about that still hasn't come out, that people still have questions about. All I'm thankful for is that those babies, his children, have seen, like, in terms of seeing the other side, I have not heard of, you know, Paris Jackson, Blanket, all of them, like, getting into trouble, doing the most. Like, I know Paris Jackson had, like, some kind of moment, but it was never anything super scandalous or anything. So I'm thankful for that. But, like, girl. Yeah.
Yo, I'm still questionable about the paternity of them kids. I'm sorry. I mean, the dad of those kids? I want to know.
You're so funny. Honestly, after having my child, girl, I get it. Like, he definitely could have fathered those kids.
Well, Blanket, yes. But why does Blanket look like him after the skin turned? Like, I didn't get it. I'm
because,
like, what?
Because they're mixed. They're not fully black. They're mixed kids.
I know. But, like, Blanket looks like... Okay, never mind. I'm going to stop.
I'm just saying, he could inherit the lighter skin tone of his mother, but have the features of his father.
I know, but, like, Michael Jackson started looking unhealthy and skeletal, okay?
Yeah, that's because he was doing drugs.
Right. So does that affect directly your sperm? Maybe. I don't know. This is a question for a doctor. I don't know. That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm saying. Next.
Okay, let's drop
that. Sorry, back to Michael. I mean, not Michael, Britney. I honestly do want to know from her kids, and I don't want to talk about Kevin Federline, but yo, how dare he be sitting back in his mansion off of them child support payments while this girl went crazy and lived her roller coaster life? You know what I mean? And yeah. I'm sure a lot of it stemmed from him, because, like, she did the... you know, the cliche kind of get with your backup dancer. And I'm sure people probably whispered in her ear, don't do it, sis, don't do it. Like, she needed to have a good black backup dancer friend that just told her, like, sis, and give her that look. You know that look we
don't
have?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
And we just stop. Me and you will just stop. When we know something's fishy, one thing with me and Ola Miss Lola, we know, like, if a girl walks by and we see that track just hanging and just blowing in the wind, we, me, Ola and me will just look at each other like,
Oh, like, yeah. You have that look.
I'm like, am I going to tell her? Or are you going to tell her? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, literally. For real.
You know, we look out. But, like, Britney Spears needed that. She needed to have that one homegirl in the back that would have told her, sis, you know. Oh, my God. And people probably did. People probably did, though. You know what I mean? So that's also what... And we're just speculating here. Let's just put that out there. This is all alleged.
Yeah.
Okay, for entertainment purposes only. But, like, maybe that is part of what led to her, you know, having her issues, right? Because, I mean, for this... freaking guy.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't he end up on, God, I'm gonna hurry up and talk about this guy because I'm sick of him already. Mm-hmm. He ended up on some show like Biggest Loser or whatever, and like with Shar Jackson. I don't know if this was after Britney. It had to be after Britney.
No, well, he was with Shar Jackson before Britney left Shar to go be with Britney to go secure that bag, and then afterwards he just dipped out and went back to her.
Are you kidding me?
Girl, I wish I was.
Gosh, okay, I'm done. And see, then Britney probably found out about that and felt used. Like, gosh.
Yeah,
it's
just a repeated behavior of people who are supposed to love and care about her using and misusing and mistreating her. And like, I'm not gonna lie, especially if you're going through that subject to that for multiple years, over and over, you're seeing this repeated pattern. I wouldn't be surprised if she's like questioning, is it me? Is there something wrong with me? Why people around me can't, you know, can't love me, can't treat me right, can't do anything.
Exactly.
I could see that definitely damaging somebody's mindset and self-esteem.
Exactly. And one thing I will also say, I didn't like the way the media, they were like vultures with Britney. And I will, when I reflect upon, for example, her shaving her head.
Yep.
Like, how dare you share on the front page, you know, the image of this girl's half shaved head, you know, like, it's so just vulturistic. It's so just, you know what I mean? Like, I find that to be cannibalistic. Like, you want to just consume another person's pride and dignity. And it's so disgusting to me. It's disgusting. And it was probably a $1 million picture.
These are the same people who are trying to take pictures of Michael Jackson's body as it was being wheeled out in a body bag being wheeled out to the ambulance. Like, I feel like you have to have no type of empathy or soul or consideration for your fellow human being just because they happen to be famous? Like,
exactly. And like, and I look back at, you know, her shaving her head, and that to me is like, for women, the ultimate scream for like, you know, something happened and I need to change, you know, like, I don't want to say it's a cry for help, but
no,
I feel like
not a cry for help.
For her, it was an emancipation, you know, like, I want to shed this, whatever she went through. She just needed to be free of something. There was some kind of, you know, dog on her back or whatever you want to say, whatever cliche expression there is, but there was a frog on her back, something on her back that she needed to get off. And so she shaved her head. Like, it just got blown so much out of proportion. Like, women shave their heads all the time. Like, especially us black women are like, girl, what big news? Like, what now? Like, I've been shaving my head. I shave my head steady. Like, you know what I mean?
I was about to say, like, a lot of girls change their hair after, you know, life changes, a breakup, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So
right? And it's because of her being in the public eye, being a woman, being, you know, having, you know, her iconic hairstyles and whatnot. you know, being known as the Britney Spears and going through everything, like her shaving her head was just became a huge sensation and a symbol of her being crazy. And I will say this. Do you remember her big comeback?
Yeah.
At some kind of award show. And she came back and like, honestly, I felt bad for her when she came back. Really? I remember. Yeah. I just remember thinking like, good for her for like doing it, but she didn't look ready to me.
Okay.
You know, it didn't look like the Britney I know. You know what I mean? So I just remember thinking like, damn girl, like, so when I hear her now saying she's being forced to work, it just brought me back to that. Like, I knew something was off when she even did her comeback. I do not believe she was ready. Her hair had only grown like 2 inches. Okay. I could see it against the, I know, right? Stop. I'm going to stop. But literally her hair had only grown 2 inches, which let me know this was like, homegirl ain't ready yet. You know what I mean? You could see against, like, it was so clear against the high, whoever did her hair was not, you know, couldn't go to the cookout. Okay. She was not, she couldn't go to the cookout, whoever did her hair that day, because I could clearly see the difference between her extensions and her hair. And I saw that, okay, this girl's not ready. Like, she's still fresh off of that, you know, that wave of change that she needed. So I just remember thinking that. So hearing her now say she feels like a show pony and sex trafficking and all this stuff, I'm like, sis, I believe it. I believe it 110. I believe she is being forced to be the breadwinner of a family that does not care about her well-being. Like, they don't.
Can you imagine, though? Can you imagine being so fucking whatless in your family that you have to milk, abuse, and live off of your own pick-me just to have any type of life?
A sick person, like, oh my god, I can't. Yeah, it's sad, because I want to know what is the resume of these people who are making money off of her. Like, what does her dad do? What are you? You're a professional? What?
Yo, for real.
Literally, he's probably her manager. Maybe that's what his title is. Manager.
No. She has a manager.
Okay, so what is he like? He's literally getting paid to look after her money, or what? To not let her do what she wants with her money? I don't get it.
Right, girl. Absolutely. They will never know at this point.
Wow.
But
okay.
I want to still keep it in the realm of control, conservatorship, expectations, audacity. But I want to pivot to something we can kind of keep key about. But I want to wrap up this segment at least by saying #FreeBritney. We are definitely #FreeBritney. Give this woman back her control. She's worked too damn hard for too damn long to still be treated like this.
Yeah, like 13 years. If she ain't good after 13 years, put her down. Just put her down. Poor girl has suffered enough, okay? I rebuke it, though. I'm kidding. That's a joke. Relax. But literally, after 13 years, this girl should be cured of whatever it was. And if not, y'all aren't doing y'all's job right. You know what I mean?
But,
like,
but not even be cured. Because, like, I can understand certain things you can't be cured from. Fine, whatever. But, like, she should be in a manageable position of whatever illness, issues, whatever that she's dealing with. Because it's like, especially if you've been medicated for a decade, like, you should know what medication you need and are on to be good.
Right. And the fact that there's two parts to it, like her body and her money, like, damn.
Girl, trust me, it was always about the money.
Yeah, like her body. Anyway, yeah, let's pivot now. We'll pivot over to homegirl.
Yeah, so, okay, so there's this girl going viral recently because she was explaining about her recent relationship that had come to an end, and that, this boyfriend of hers, you know, gave her a very lavish lifestyle. He, you know, paid for her to live in a nice loft, got her a nice luxury car, had her living fairly comfortable. Over time, they realized, you know what, maybe we aren't good for each other. Decided to amicably end the relationship. However, she still feels that because he put her in that level of lifestyle, that she should stay in that lifestyle at his expense, at his continued expense.
Right, right.
And she was talking among a panel where she pretty much was saying like, I'm gonna see if I can bring up the audio. She was just like, he put me in this lifestyle and I'm used to this lifestyle, so I should be able to stay in it. And he's like, and the person was asking like, okay, but like, why at his expense? And she's like, well, because he was paying for it first, so like, why shouldn't I still not have this, blah blah blah. Like, it was so ridiculous.
Girl, I can't.
That I can't. Like, okay, hold on. I think I found it. Hold on 1 second.
Girl, it is all good because I have a chunk to take out of that ass. Are you trying to get the recording?
But I wasn't going to move from my space because it didn't work out. I wasn't going to give him back my car because I'm not going to downgrade my lifestyle because me and you are no longer together. And I just feel like if you put me in this space and that was under your budget then, what's the difference now? You know what I mean?
You were my girlfriend. I was fucking you.
Yeah, but
I was fucking you.
But I personally feel like, no, I'm not moving.
But see, what he did was this, though. He gave you the upgrade. But part of that upgrade is because you're with me.
Yes.
You understand? So let me just go though. So we didn't work out, me and you dating. You feel me? So I'm supposed to keep paying your loft and keep paying your bins. Now I get it. You're a true boss if you do that. And that's the vibe we're getting. But
yes. No, it's just I'm not moving. But and you're going to have to deal with it either. So I had a guy get paid.
Stay with me. If not, go see what's out there.
So then if that's the case, so yeah. You want me to stay with you for these items and use you, basically.
Not for them. If you want to live like this, it comes with being with me.
Okay. So then you would prefer a woman to just stay with you for her items and her lifestyle. My lifestyle is now contingent. My current new lifestyle that you upgraded me to is now contingent on me being in a relationship with you, and that's the only way I can have it in this moment. Then what stops me from just staying with you for that?
You want him to keep your lifestyle up, keep paying your bills, keep you on that same upgrading level. No, you were dating a man that had money, so dating him came with a lifestyle. But if we're not working and our love is dead, I don't owe you to keep paying your car note and your mortgage. I'm not entitled to. Now, if I'm that rich, then okay. But realistically, that isn't really my job. You should find you a man like me and upgrade to him and keep your lifestyle.
But that takes time. So I just feel like if someone had me on a certain pedestal, you're not just because we're no longer working, you're not
paying. Stay with me.
Just gonna rip the pedestal from me. Like, or I'm gonna feel a type of way and just as petty and ruin dumb things. I'm gonna ruin the car. I'm gonna trash the house.
Sponsor you until you move on.
Not until I move on, but give me, you know, I'm just gonna rip the pedestal from me.
So that's the clip.
Oh my God, girl.
Okay.
Girl, thank God you turned that off because my brain was melting. I can't take it.
So this woman expects that her ex should continue to pay her car note, pay her mortgage. And the thing that's so weird to me that like has not been brought up, maybe because it was only a partial clip and not the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
If you are now accustomed to a better lifestyle that your partner or your boyfriend, whoever, uh-huh, has introduced you to, and you're used to it, you're comfortable with it, and now that you're not with him, you are at risk for losing it, get a fucking job. Like, not once did I see the comment about her financing this lifestyle. It's always about, he should continue to. Why not? You have two hands, 2 feet, and a heartbeat. Why can't you go start Instagram modeling, doing some sponsorships, go to Arby's, go flip burgers, go do something, go make money.
Thank you. Like, ask him, instead of asking him to keep paying, ask him what he does for a fucking living. How about that? Okay? Go to school. Right. Try that. Go to school. Like, girl, I'm so disgusted. And it hurts me to hear that. because, and how about this? How about you could have even got married to the guy? How about that? But then she's like, oh, but then you expect me to use you for your stuff? Like, and I hate to even make fun of the accent because I'm sure many women with that accent are very intelligent. Okay. But this girl just sounds so dumb. And she's ruining it for the rest of us who right here might find our knight in shining armor one day, who wants to put us in the loft and give us all the nice car. She's ruining it for us because who the hell thinks that a man should keep, when you have some new boyfriend and you're going to be dicking you down in this man's loft, he's supposed to foot the bill for that? He's supposed to foot the bill for the dry cleaning of all the cum stains on your shirt too? He's supposed to foot
the backseat that y'all be tearing. He's supposed to foot the bill, and then he has this new woman that he brought up, introduces her into this lifestyle. He's gonna pay all these women, whatever woman he dates, he's gonna keep paying them like child support.
Girl, grow up. You are not a child. You're a grown-ass adult. If you like that lifestyle, find a way to fund that lifestyle. That's ridiculous. I can't.
What, right? And this is what I'm saying, because it's like all it was screaming to me is like, it screams very broke to me. Very broke. I have no discernible skills to make money.
Yeah.
It screams very toddler, very don't take me like, out of my playpen.
Juvenile. Yes. So yes. Because, yes.
You know, because it's like it's so bizarro to me, because it's like, yes, it's nice to have luxurious things. Yes, it's nice to have somebody treat you, spoil you, and if they can put you in a position where you don't have to foot those bills, that's great. But like, and this is what I say to other girlfriends who try to pursue this similar lifestyle or who have a similar lifestyle of boyfriends, paying, you know, helping them pay the bills and cover certain expenses. That money you're saving by not doing it yourself, put it away, because if y'all don't work out, you're going to have to be paying those bills without a man.
Right. You're going to be butthurt. Thank you.
You know, and therefore, if you at least tuck away some money, have your tuck away money that if something were to happen and he stops paying that mortgage, you can still pay it. And you're like, nah, don't worry about you, clown. Like, I got this. Like, I got me. Because like, how embarrassing is she gonna feel? How embarrassed is she gonna feel? She's talking about, I'm not moving out when repo man come. Eviction sheriff comes.
Thank you.
And hauls her ass out by her little
by her weave
and weave. Like,
thank
you're
you.
Gonna look so embarrassed when you have friggin' repo men come put a friggin' brick on one of those friggin' put a foot on your car.
A boot.
Put a fucking boot on your car because homeboy stopped making the payments. Because that's the one thing one girl brought up that was very important. He does not have to. You're trying to convince people, well, he should. He was doing this before. Yes, he was doing it before and he didn't have to do it then.
Exactly. Like, instead of being grateful, you're greedy? Like, instead of gratefulness? Like, I don't understand that entitlement. Like, I do not understand. That's a girl who literally her mom must have raised her to think that if you're beautiful, you can have everything. Beautiful people, like, you think the world is for beautiful people. Like, bitch, no, the world is for the people that work hard, okay? It doesn't matter what you look like. It doesn't matter who you with. It's what you do for yourself. If you don't do for yourself, someone can always take it from you. End of story.
That's period. Period.
Like, what are you teaching yourself? What an idiot. She just sounds so stupid. So if this man, let's say this man was abusing her and was, you know, treating her all kind of ways and they broke up. But he's like,
you know, my lifestyle, I'm used to getting blowjobs every morning. So, you know, I'm not leaving her house. She's giving me blowjob. I'm going to force her every morning.
That's how dumb she sounds. That's how friggin' dumb she sounds. Like, what? He must adopt every poor girl that he shows a better way of life. Girl, be inspired, not embarrassing. Don't be embarrassing, please.
So embarrassing.
I can't.
And like, what got me was like the fact that she's trying to convince these people, like, no, that's what he should do. She literally said he put me up on a pedestal and he has no right to take that away. Girl, the fact that you're saying that you are nothing without somebody financing your life screams that you need to pick up your self-esteem off the floor, girl.
Girl, put out the gutter, out of down and
pick
glare.
Up your self-esteem. Because yeah. looking cute and having a little breast and booty isn't enough. Isn't enough Thank for people.
It doesn't entitle you.
Because here's because here's the real tea. Here's the real tea that she's not gonna like. You guys agreed mutually to move on. It's not gonna work. All right, cool. But guess what? When he does move on and he finds a woman that he truly loves and wants to make a life with, and they both are compatible and they're both happy and they want to get married, she will personally evict your ass.
Facts. And the reality is this: if you want that type of living, if you want alimony, get married, bitch. Sorry, you didn't stick around long enough, get over it. Though there's rules for that. That's right. Why it doesn't matter. Don't play house until you're married then, okay? Because you're all about these rules as if it's written in law. Bitch, that's for wives. You were not the wife. You were a temporary dick rest at best, for all we know. We don't know. We don't even know his side of the story. But the audacity to only be a girlfriend, okay? And to expect the same entitlement as a wife. It's just so bold to me. It's so bold, honey. It takes time to get married in some cases, not all. But you should have married the guy. Sorry, honey, you missed the step. That's all. You missed the step. Get over it. You feel butthurt. You didn't get the ring. You're butthurt about it. Stop embarrassing yourself further. Because, like, literally, girl, what she said, I would have called you and maybe said that to you in private. Like, girl, I'm used to this lifestyle. Girl, he should be funding it. But you think I'm going to go on national TV and embarrass myself? Like, I have no home training?
Well, here's the thing. Girls talk about that. Like, yeah, that would be cute, blah, blah, blah. But it's like, at the end of the day, like, that's not reality. That's not reality. If the shoe was on the other foot, you were balling. You had all this money. You could afford to find. I know you're not financing none of your exes.
Girl.
I know you're not.
Girl.
So for you to expect him to do the same?
Girl, I can't.
Beyond me.
Yeah, girl, I can't even believe there are women out there who think this. Beyond. Like, I don't get it. I really don't. I think, like, this is why Kevin Samuels has a platform. Women like this.
Oh, okay? God, yes.
Like, oh, my God. I can't. Yes. Women that just, like, I don't know. Maybe you're thinking that, like, you know, you're just an angel. I don't know.
Girl, I know if we went out on these Toronto GTA streets and took a poll of random men that said, hey, if you dated a woman from anywhere from 6 months to a year and then you guys broke up, but no, you dated a woman for six months to a year, you were well-to-do and you had her moving into a loft and you bought her a luxury car and you guys decided it didn't work out, would you still continue to pay for her to live where she's living and drive what she's driving? Because I'm pretty sure any man with two brain cells would say no.
Thank you.
Would say they're absolutely not paying that. And if they are paying that, they're giving you 2 months notice that, but guess what? You either take it over or it's getting repoed.
But, like, would she even do this to him? For him, though. You know what I mean?
And this is what I'm trying to say. She wouldn't. Damn. I know she would come up with 18 million reasons and excuses. Oh, I wouldn't. I'm a woman. I shouldn't have to do that for my man. But if you love him, why not? Like, you put him on a pedestal. Why would you kick him off?
And I hate the most is that it is stopping, like, these men from even looking at girls like that. Because it's like, God damn. And I don't blame them. I don't blame them. I would only be with a woman. Girl, honestly, rich men, get a girl with a job. Please. And half a brain. Let's try for half. Like, not even full brain, guys. Let's just try for half. We'll start there. Find a girl with half a brain and a job. Okay? And then we can start from there. Like, I honestly, I'm speechless. Girl, I'm speechless. I'm completely speechless.
Right? Like, I have no words to describe what I heard. Like, I heard that from this morning and I was itching my head, confused, because I'm like, in what reality do you think that this is an acceptable mindset and an acceptable expectation from people?
Max, facts. And the day she finds a man that agrees to that shit, she better introduce me to him, because I've got serious. I've got some more bills he could pay. Okay, because this is crazy. Like, I don't know what you think it is.
The thing that's wild to me is like when they were saying like, well, yeah, they were doing this stuff because you guys were a couple, you guys were together, y'all were fucking, whatever. And then she's like, oh, well, you expect me to just be with a man, to be with his stuff and to just use him? And it's like, girl, you're using him now.
Thank you. He's
not getting no pussy, at least on TV. We don't know what's going on behind the scenes.
Facts, right? Like, so, you expect me to use him? Yes, honey. People, it's called marriage. Okay.
I will personally say marriage is not for the purpose of using people. I'm gonna say that. But
girl,
I get your mindset.
It's called marriage. It's called you stay together for the sake of the marriage. Women do it every day. Women are doing it every day. They lay down every day. They do their whatever they gotta do. They feed this friggin' hunk of junk that they can't stand, that they've been with for 60 years. And then they go smile on TV. We've been married for 60 years. And they're all happy. But when they get home, they're like, get in your damn room, Frank. Or whatever the hell they say. People do it all the time. They do it all the time. She's acting brand new.
But here's the thing. It's not even just with marriage, because common law, whereas certain common law laws apply that are similar to marriage. But the way it sounds, especially how she's talking, is like as if they weren't even together that long for that to even apply. So it's the audacity for me.
Yeah, it is.
That could have never been my son. You could have never had some dirty bitch on TV telling me how she expects my son to pay for her loft and her car that was never hers to begin with. I would call him up right now and tell him to freaking pull that shit. And I hope he did.
But now let's imagine if this is the girl after the relationship, what the hell was he dealing with on a day-to-day? Yo.
Honey,
I don't know how to use the can opener. Honey, what's this thing? I keep putting my hand in the water, it doesn't turn on. Isn't it automatic?
I'm dying.
No, honey, turn the faucet. I keep telling you every day. honest to God, I can't.
I don't want to sound like a pick me to say like, oh, well, I can do this and I can do that. But it's like, I just like to know, and I take pride in being capable enough to do certain things. And if a man wants to take that over, I will try to enjoy those little liberties. But it's like to have that expected.
Right.
And just like, especially when you guys aren't together.
Well, that's embarrassing to me. Girl,
here's the real tea. He bought you a house, he bought you a car. Is that shit in your name? Because if my guy goes and changes the locks while you're filming, you're about to be very embarrassed.
Facts. But sis, we gotta close it out here. I gotta go catch my pickney, speaking of, that are running rampant outside right now these late hours. So this has been amazing. I'm glad that we can, you know, vent. And imagine that. Like, poor Britney Spears is trying to get her own money from her family while this girl's trying to rob a man that she ain't with. Like, I can't. The contrast, right? It kills me. But thank you, y'all, for listening up again to another episode of This Black Girl Podcast with me, one of your lovely co-hosts, Hill Diva.
And your other lovely co-host, Ola Miss Lola. Make sure to follow us on Instagram and on Twitter so you can be informed of when we drop new episodes. We are dropping them weekly, as it is summer and we
the outside.
Yes, and actually we're going to be having a lot in store for you guys. We are looking at a lot of different co-hosts that are going to come and feature on our show, so definitely look out for that. We are collaborating with people from all over the globe, so can't wait to hear all the sexy accents and all of the different stories. So that's going to be really exciting. That's something to look forward to. And again, yeah, and if you disagree with anything that we've said, remember, you better come and bring that smoke, okay? Put your money where your mouth is and put it all in our inbox on Instagram at This Black Girl Podcast. You get to send that fire to our DMs. Please do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Also, if you have questions, advice, we keep everything anonymous always, unless you want to be exposing yourselves. You can always DM us on Instagram, or you can email us at thisblackgirlpodcast@gmail.com.
Amen. All right, girl. Another one signing out. Bye.
Bye.